For the first time, Unit 5 high schoolers now have access to a wider array of college and career planning help. Karen Hawkins from NCHS and Corey Ostling from Normal West are the district's first ever college and career counselors, helping teens grapple with weighty questions about their interests and their future. GLT's Ryan Denham speaks with them about navigating a changing public conversation around college for all.
We tell our students to call us a post-high school counselor because sometimes the word college scares those students away who may not be college-bound. And so we want students to know that whether it be military, vocational school, straight to the workforce, two-year school, four-year school, we just want to help them have a viable plan for after high school.
I tell people when they ask exactly what my job is compared to the other counselors, my job is to help students figure out what they want to do and help them get there.
What was sort of the post-high school counseling experience for students prior to you two serving in these roles?
Both of us actually served as a general counselor in our buildings, so we knew exactly what was going on. We offered many of the same supports that we are offering our new position. We just offered them at a much lower level and not as intense. And so now we're able to offer bigger things and have more time to put into it. And so, for instance, like hosting college fairs in our buildings, something that there's no way we could have done previously just because of the time it takes to kind of do those kind of things. Having the military come in and have different presentations there. And then taking students to different opportunities in the community for different jobs and careers.
Another thing, a different population in my school versus Corey's school, we house the ESL. And so I'm passionate about making sure that they are given the same opportunities as all the students. And so one thing this year I was able to do, we usually have a couple financial aid nights a year for our juniors and seniors, but the state then provided me with a Spanish-speaking presentation. So I could bring someone else in to give a specific presentation to those students as well. And I want to be able to do more of those because I want, again, this to be for all students.
How does the actual relationship with students work? Do you deliver to them or do you work with them on anything, any kind of formal document, like a plan of study, a pathway? What is sort of the shape that it takes?
Well, I think there's two approaches. There's the kind of the macro approach and the micro approach. So the macro is getting as much information out to as many students as possible, not so much having an individual interaction. And then the micro is more having that individual interaction. So the macro approach we've done, we've had on our late start days, which are there's 10 scheduled throughout the year. We've been having days where we bring the entire, so mine was yesterday, I had my sophomore class come down. And I'm talking about what are the different post-secondary options? What exactly is a bachelor's degree? What is an associate's degree? What are the different options in the military? What is the direct workforce options? And then kind of working through the timelines of that information that I know they would not have had last year. And then on the micro level, I think there is a lot more individual meetings with kids. And so students will leave that meeting and then schedule one-on-ones with me. And parents have come in with junior parents and said, okay, we have no idea where to start. Seniors were more in the fall semester. And so I had those individual meetings as well.
Yeah, some college students don't even declare a major until sophomore or junior year. They may change it two or three, four times. Why at this early stage are conversations like these important?
I think it's just as much to rule out what you don't want to do as much as it is to rule in. And so sometimes parents, I think, are nervous. We're hearing from our colleagues that have had college and career readiness programs in other schools that parents are nervous about boxing their child in. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's just the opposite. We want them to experiment. And so taking classes that are more related to your interests versus just taking a class to take a class allows them to a couple of things. One, they can be more purposeful and thinking about how it's going to look junior year and senior year. So by planning freshman year, you kind of know what it's going to be later on down the road. You can take more dual credit classes. You can get certifications, get more internship experience. And so by having the pathway down earlier, it allows you to have some more actual hands-on experience versus maybe taking a class. You kind of get interested, but you really don't know what it's going to be like when you get out in the real world.
And Karen, what about you? What do you see in this College for All? Any kind of paradigm shift that's playing out in front of you?
Every presentation that I give, and I think Corey too, I start by saying that college isn't for everyone. We don't live in that day and world anymore. And so I think I am, along with Corey, really trying to educate them further on the other possibilities. I know in one of our presentations, we do show the dollar sign with a certificate versus a two-year degree and a four-year degree, and so that we're not telling them that a piece of paper isn't important, because you can see the growth in salary on that. But the shortage in trades and things that are happening, the metalworking and HVAC and electricians, all of that too. Again, I don't think they're educated enough, the students, on what is out there. And we're not afraid to say, doing an apprenticeship, going in one of these vocations, you will probably make more money than we would after 25 years in education. I mean, so trying to be transparent on it all. And again, showing them what options there are and the importance of each.
That's Karen Hawkins from Normal Community High School and Corey Osling from Normal West High School. They're the new college and career counselors assigned to each school, a first for Unit 5 School District. I'm Ryan Denham.
Bloomington High School also has a college and career counselor for all of its seniors.